Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And Rob is actually in the Fox Sports Radio studios in Los Angeles. And Rob, I have to say this. Every time I see you, you know, on the Zoom, and you're in the studio, man, I just get envious.
Whatever, Chris.
I'm like, man, I wish I was there.
Would you stop?
I wish I had to drive all the way to the studio in L.A. traffic instead of just walking up my stairs to the second floor.
Whatever. Whatever. It's all good. Hey, wait till I negotiate my new contract. Just wait.
Stop from determining where I got to go. No, it's all good.
It's gonna be Chris Broussard is doing A and I'm doing B. And we got a problem. And there it is. How's that?
Well, you shouldn't have put that out on the air.
But hey,
you did it and we'll see. It's all good.
Right.
But how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm excited tonight. I have a dinner tonight with a buddy who I went to high school with, Chris, Kevin Mischer, and he is a big-time movie executive, and he is he did the Scorpion King. You know, how many movies did they make, Rob G? Five or six, or how many of them? Like six.
Okay.
And we went to high school together at Van Buren. He's a movie and television producer.
Right.
And he used to write, Chris. He's a sports fan and sports guy. He used to write for my all sports newspaper that I started in high school.
Okay.
So we haven't seen each other. We might have seen each other once or twice in the 40
years. He wasn't at
the
party in New York?
No, he lives out here. He lives in L.A.
Okay.
And so we're going to get together tonight, so I'm excited. But he's a big-timer. I mean, I'm a big-timer. So.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good, man.
Cool.
That's great. All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. It is a Worship Wednesday. We do have Plaxico Burress, Super Bowl champion, co-host of Up On Game every Saturdays here on Fox Sports Radio. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every Wednesday. But DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house.
You should have seen what he was drinking when I walked in. Oh, I almost threw up in my mouth.
I'm glad. I'd rather see it than drink it.
I didn't know what was in that. What was in that concoction?
You really want to know, Rom?
Yeah, what was that, Rom?
Turmeric, ginger, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, bananas, apples.
Rutabagas.
But hold on. Alex, the ones I used to have, they didn't have all that fruit in them, did they?
No, I told you I evolved over a couple years.
Okay. Now I bet they are tasty. I'm actually drinking a smoothie myself.
I'm saying, see, you're missing out.
Banana, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, and spinach, almond milk, and a little water.
That's too much.
So I'm as healthy as Alex. So don't go that far.
Don't get crazy. Alex is around here with a gun show going on, Chris. You do not have a gun show going on.
Oh, I got a gun show.
No, you don't.
You haven't seen me.
I saw you at the party.
Yeah, but my sports coat was covering up the gun. See? It's a gun show going on, believe me. Ask Mrs. Broussard, all right?
Hey, you better be careful. She'll disappoint you and say, I don't know. Yeah, pop gun, you know what I mean?
I'll ask her and then I'll give you tomorrow. Yeah. I'll tell you what she said. We got our man,
Rob G, the
super producer, in the house. And on the updates, you heard her, Monsi Bolaños. All right,
Monsi.
Rob, let's get into it. Let's get into this thing. Obviously, game 6 tomorrow. Warriors with a chance to close this thing out. I picked them in 7. My head is telling me Boston wins. I'd like to see Golden State just close them out tomorrow. But you know, Boston's been resilient. I'm gonna give them some credit. They have backs against the wall. They played their best basketball. So, I think they probably win tomorrow and force an epic game 7. But the interesting thing is Draymond Green, as he's wont to do, was talking today, of course, to the media, and he didn't hold back. That's one of the things that makes him good at broadcasting, you know, whether it's his podcast or whatever it may be, TNT, he'll say what's on his mind. And he said a doozy today when asked if battling these Boston Celtics is the same type of chess match as it was battling LeBron James's Cleveland Cavaliers all those years they met in the finals. Here's what he said.
It doesn't compare to like mentally playing against LeBron James, who I think is arguably smartest guy to ever play this game. Not one of. He's arguably the smartest guy to step foot on a basketball court. And so to say that it compares to that, it's disrespectful to LeBron, and it's a lie to you. It is a challenge mentally because, you know, these guys are super athletic. They are super young and fast and strong. And, you know, if a guy is faster than me, how can I beat him to a spot? I have to anticipate and I have to think. So I think that's been huge in this series, but not as much of a chess match as it is when you're playing LeBron, who is dissecting every play in the computer of his in real time. Like, that's just a skill that not many people possess.
All right, Rob, he said arguably the smartest.
No, then he changed it.
No, well, he said arguably, I think he said arguably one of the smartest.
And then he said the smartest.
And then he said, no, arguably the smartest. He did say arguably twice. So I'll give him that, because I don't think LeBron is the smartest player to ever play the game. I think he's one of them. And if you want to argue it, you can make an argument. But I don't think he's the smartest. He obviously is a very intelligent guy off the court and on the court. He does have a photogenic memory. That's become well documented. Knows the plays, not only his responsibilities on every play, but his teammates' responsibilities. Knows the opponent's play. So he's incredibly intelligent on the court. But I can't give him the title of the smartest, Rob, because I don't think dominating the ball is the smartest way to play basketball. I think the smartest way to play basketball is when you get all five guys involved and you maximize, like, basically most players on your team or all the starters on the court with you or the players on the court with you are close to maximizing their ability. And here's what I mean. The Showtime Lakers were so great because Kareem could be at the highest level that Kareem could play at. Magic could play at the highest level he could play at. And Worthy, James Worthy, could play at the highest level they could play at. In Miami, LeBron played at probably the highest level or close that he could play at. Dwayne Wade had to step back and be about 80% of the player he could be. I wrote an article about that, and Wade thanked me for it. Eric Spoelstra read it to the team about the sacrifice that I said Wade had made, and it was true. And Chris Bosh, Rob, became a role player. And it's the same thing in Cleveland. Kevin Love wasn't at his best playing with LeBron. And so that's why, not saying he's obviously a smart player, but I could not say the smartest player that we've ever seen.
If he's so smart, how come he's lost so many times in the finals? Oh, no, I'm just saying.
You took it to another level.
Well, I mean, it's just like, I get it. You know, Draymond's friends with LeBron. He idolizes him. He admires him. But it's always over the top. And I think this is one of those moments. And I think one of the points you brought up is a good point. And that's not to say that he's not smart.
Right, he's obviously a smart player.
Right, that's not what we're saying. But I just think, you know, it just seems to be a little over the top all the time when it comes to LeBron, as if he hasn't done anything wrong. He's won everything. He's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's had that career. He's had a great career, but he hadn't done everything right and everything hasn't worked out. And there are people who will say sometimes they'd rather have LeBron with the basketball than some of the guys he's given it up to, you know, like in moments and situations. Right. That's all. So I think Draymond has an affinity for LeBron. And
he clearly does.
No matter what he says, no matter whenever LeBron comes up, it's the greatest compliment you could ever give somebody. So after a while, it is what it is. You know, you just have to accept
it. Well, I think we all know that LeBron has done tremendous things off the court. But I think one of the ways his intelligence is manifested is in his marketing, Rob, in his ability to make it seem like everything he's doing is kind of the first time or the greatest time. Like, he's got a school in Akron. I've been there.
But he's
phenomenal.
Not the first one to do
he's
it.
He's not the first, right. and certainly not the only one. Jalen Rose has a school.
In Detroit. Right?
David Robinson had a school in San Antonio long before LeBron was even in the league. And so, but you would think the way it's and it's not even just LeBron. He's got obviously a machine behind him. They get the broadcasters there. But it comes off like it's the first time and it's the only time.
Right.
And that's smart.
Even the player mobility that Chris, they talk about, that we talk about it all the time. It almost happened way before LeBron with Grant Hill at Tracy McGrady and David Robinson. I mean Tim Duncan. When they almost went to Miami, they were free agents. Nobody made us think about it because they were free agents. They could go wherever they want. It wasn't some plan to try to circumvent the league and to try to stack the deck so that he could win.
Well, it was.
But it didn't come off like. I mean, they wanted to.
But I don't think. So let me ask you this. I think the difference, I don't think those were players getting together, meeting, talking.
That's
hey,
what I
let's
mean.
Come together. Okay.
Because I was going to say, it's a little different.
They were doing it kind of independently, right. Like, hey, we would be awesome, but there was no
right. Orlando has money. Scheme. They had room right. for all three of them, Chris. You know, it was a thing right. like that. It wasn't like, oh, no, if we all get together, man, we're going right. to win okay. the next eight championships or go to the finals every
but
year.
But that's where LeBron's is different. So I thought you were going to say he did invent that, so to speak.
Yeah, no, that part. But I'm just saying, free agency's always been around. You could always move around.
Well, of course. Right. But no, I mean, he gets credit for the player-generated super team. And so I do think that's different from what was happening before that. But also, Rob, like, I think LeBron is one of the – he's clearly been one of the smartest players off the court. Like, I looked it up today, right? We know recently he became a billionaire, right? You guess how much money he's made playing basketball?
I don't know. I have no idea. $400 million.
Close. $385 million.
Okay. I just guessed.
So he has turned that $385 million into a billion. That is incredible, and it's smart. However, Magic Johnson, Rob, made $39 million playing basketball.
And he's a billionaire.
He's worth how much? Between $600 and $700 million.
Yeah, that's incredible. Because that's incredible. Right.
So, again, obviously LeBron has been – great and smart with his money,
but to go
but
from,
Magic has too.
From
that's
39
what you're saying.
Million,
it's not,
right.
He's not the only one.
Right, 39 and, million to 600 or 700 million is incredible, Chris.
Really. Right, and Rob and Magic opened up businesses. The Magic Johnson theaters. He did them in
Harlem. Is one
African American right. neighborhoods.
There's
right,
one on 125th Street.
Yep. So my point is just that kind of backing up what you said, that LeBron is certainly worthy of great accolades and respect and compliments. But oftentimes when people talk about LeBron, they talk about like he's the first or the only one to ever do these things.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. He's not. Magic has been just as brilliant in terms of multiplying his money. And other players have been smart players. I think Magic Johnson probably, Rob, off the top of my head, I would say he was probably the smartest player ever.
Yeah, probably. I mean, because he was in business right away and he was smart. And even
he didn't try to take over the team.
No.
He knew it was Kareem's the guy. And I do think LeBron would have been that had he joined the Shaq. So, you know, that might have been the case there. But I think Magic clearly, just look at the way he played, he was incredibly smart on the basketball court. We're going to throw it out to you guys, though. Draymond Green says LeBron is, I'll throw in arguably. I don't know if he meant arguably, but I'll throw it in there. But the smartest player ever. Do you think LeBron is the smartest basketball player on the court that there's ever been? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on whether or not LeBron James is the smartest NBA player ever.
Chris, lead off home run for guess who?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, number 25. Chris, is he going to hit 60 this year in his contract year?
You sound like such a fan.
Wow. 25 home runs on June 15th?
You sound
15th?
Like Draymond Green talking about LeBron.
Do I? No, I don't. I can't believe he's hit that many home runs so far. It's amazing. All right, let's do it. 877-99 on Fox. RJ, I should say, in Charlotte, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, guys?
How you?
What's up, man?
Can't complain, can't complain. Enjoy listening to you guys' show, man, on the commute home from work.
Thank you.
But here's what I got on the topic. I really do think that Bron is a guy who is the smartest basketball player, you know, of all time on court, at least. I think when you talk about Magic, I felt like Magic was just that guy. Like, he just had the ability to, you know, work with his guys and be able to get open looks and things of that nature. And I felt
for
like
his teammates
and just passing the ball.
Wait, what was that?
I said I feel like Magic was just more like a natural gifted guy in terms of being able to, you know, just feel his teammates and how to get them open and how to, you know, get into certain spots and just.
But isn't that basketball intelligence?
For sure. Yeah.
And what, like, tell us what makes LeBron the most intelligent.
Right. What do you give me? Why you think that? Because I'd like to know what has he done, and give me examples.
So I'll give you Bron. So when you think about Bron, and Amon Shepard did a great podcast where he was talking about like how Bron will call out players' percentages, the different defensive schemes that coaches have. He'll come in and know all the playbook. Know, hey, this coach, he coached at such and such university. This is the tendencies that he likes to do, and he'll go and basically predicate the whole game plan based off that, not only on the offensive side, but also on the defensive side of the ball. And this has been consistently for, you know, pretty much his whole career. And you can hear that from his teammates' testimony, and I feel like ultimately that's with him.
How come he hasn't won more than in the finals?
Say it again.
How come he hasn't won more in the finals?
I mean, it's ultimately a team game. I feel like basketball IQ is going to get you to a certain.
Okay,
you know,
I'm
point.
Just asking you. Okay, great, thank you.
I think LeBron is one of the smartest, and he brought up a lot of stuff. But like I said, Rob, I think the smartest way to play basketball is five-man ball. And I get it. Your teammates might not be as good. But Golden State, Rob, they win these two. If they win this year, you're going to look at the two championships with Steph without Kevin Durant, and you're not going to be like, oh, the talent was overwhelming. You look at San Antonio with Tim Duncan, you don't say, oh, the talent was overwhelming. They played smart basketball. Now, I don't think that's the brainchild of Steph or Tim Duncan. I think that was their coaches instituting that system. But that, to me, is a smarter way to play than kind of one guy dominating the action and being the system.
All right, let's squeeze in Al in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm back.
All right, where you been, man?
I'm gonna go ahead and continue off of my topic last night on the What Are You Mad At segment when I said LeBron James is tricking the American people.
Oh, right. You were on trash talking.
This falls in line with what I was saying last night. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know all of this stuff about Michael Jordan being the smartest, and this stuff is put out there. Certain things are put out there. LeBron James does certain things in the public eye to try to make you think a certain way about him. Kobe Bryant was one of the smartest basketball players ever. You know what I'm saying? You seem to show detail. He probably could do the same thing LeBron James could do. He wasn't as vocal about it. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, you think about all these all-time great players. We can't just sit here and say LeBron James is the smartest just because he went on the press conference and told you everything that happened. You know what I'm
saying? Right. No, like, I get
where you're going. I think some of it is social. We're going to let you.
Yep.
Relax. All right. You can't talk over us. We'll let you make your points. But I think some of that, though, Rob, is the social media age.
Yeah.
You know, like, we know more about all the players than we used to, including Kobe. Like, even Kobe wasn't really in this social media.
No. You know? He was old enough that he missed it. Like, he wasn't into that. Right. No doubt about it.
So I think that's part of it. But it's what we were saying earlier, Rob. Like, yeah, LeBron's got great marketing.
Right.
You know,
we know a lot more. But like you said, like, especially with the school. Jalen Rose's school was up and running way before LeBron's. Look, LeBron opened a school in Cleveland. Jalen Rose did
ESPN
it in Detroit.
ESPN was there, remember that?
Right.
He did
right.
Well, again, smart on his part, but he's not the only one to do it. All right, We got Plaxico Burress joining us in a few minutes, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion, co-host of Up On Game. That's every Saturday here at Fox Sports Radio. And old school hip-hop connoisseur. Our man, Plaxico Burress. What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, man? What's gentlemen, what's going on, baby?
How you? We are good, man. We are good. Now, let's get right to it. We get into you a little bit late. You were a receiver, great receiver in the league, and Tyreek Hill, you know, he's going to Miami, and he's just running off at the mouth. I don't know if you saw the latest plaques, but he said that Tua, his new quarterback, Tagovailoa in Miami, is more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. And now, what is his motivation? Maybe he thinks that. He really believes that, and you can say yay or nay on that. But why do you think he's doing this type of stuff, saying all this stuff?
Man, first and foremost, everybody outside in the public, and Tyreek Hill including himself, they know that Tua Tagovailoa is not a more accurate quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. But you know what? He's giving his man his flowers. He's bigging him up. He's building his confidence. But the only two characteristics that those two guys share between Patrick Mahomes and Tua is that they play the quarterback position. Accuracy has been one of the main things that has hindered Tua to even being in the top 20 quarterback talk as being, he's not even elite, right? But now you're talking about being more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. Everybody knows it's a B.O.B. It's a bunch of baloney. But he's going to a new organization. He's going to a new team. So he's going to give his quarterback all the confidence that he needs, even though that he knows that he will never be as Patrick Mahomes. But that's this guy that feeds him. One hand washes the other. So he has to help build the quarterback's confidence.
Wait a minute, Plax. That doesn't make sense to me. You can say you can say something nice, but if the guy isn't an accurate quarterback, why would you step out there and put that out there? You could obviously say, hey, I like him. I like the way he plays. There's a lot of stuff you could say to pump your guy up. But if he's not accurate, why would you say he's more accurate? I mean, why would you put yourself out there in that vein?
So Tua has been thrown to Devontae Parker, who has been one of the best third down receivers in the NFL over the last 5 years. He has not shown accuracy. I've always stepped up and defended Tua. I think he throws one of the best deep balls in all of football. He did it in Alabama, and he's doing it in the pros. But as far as accuracy, leading the wide receiver away from coverage, putting the ball where the only wide receiver can get it, those are the things that we have not seen from Tua. Maybe because he has Jaylen Waddle and he has – the cheetah in third person, as he refers to himself, that they will create so much separation that you can't miss. But him putting those balls in tight coverage, we haven't seen that. But he has the speediest, most explosive wide receiver trio that we've ever seen in all of football. Everybody running 4-3 and under. Maybe they are creating so much separation that Tua can't miss.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, he's got no excuse this year, I'll tell you that much. All right, let's go to Kyler Murray. He obviously wants more money. Cliff Kingsbury, the coach, said he hopes he gets paid, you know, before training camp starts. I think Kyler wants to get paid because if he waited a year, he'd get more money next year. But I think his urgency about wanting to get paid and maybe the Cardinals' hesitancy is that he's small and he could get injured. But let me ask you this: as a receiver, is there a difference when the quarterback is small? I mean, he's one of the smallest ever played a position. Does that affect the receiver at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember a couple of times we played in the preseason back in 05 and 06, and Eli played a couple of snaps, and I remained in the game just to really – gather the offense. And we put in a guy named Tim Hasselbeck. And Tim was maybe 6 feet. And I remember running like a 16-yard dig route. And when I made the break to look for the ball, I couldn't see the quarterback, but the ball just came out of nowhere. And it's like one of those things, like, right. Where's the quarterback? Because as a wide receiver, when you're looking for the ball, you look for the quarterback first.
Right.
And I couldn't see the quarterback. I think for the first time in my life, I understood the significance of being able to see the quarterback and to see what he was looking at and read the defense and make a play on the football. When you just run down the football field, you just see the ball come out of nowhere and see the quarterback. It makes a big difference when you have a Ben Roethlisberger and an Eli Manning standing in the pocket at 6'6", 6'6", 6'6" and a half, to where you can see to where the ball is going. But for Kyler Murray, I don't know why he's so anxious to get a new contract. You have to go out and prove that you're an elite quarterback. I understand he's seeing all his colleagues get all this money. You know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and all these guys getting paid. But based off of his last playoff game, he has to go out and perform. He has to go out and show us and himself he's an elite quarterback that deserves $40 million a year.
Let me end on this. Bruce Smith, the Hall of Famer.
My guy.
Okay.
From 757, from my hometown.
Okay, but why? So why is it kind of classless to belittle somebody else's playing career? Tony Boselli is trying to get in the Hall of Fame. And I get it. I mean, to go public and belittle another player's career, is that cool or what? Well, I don't get that part. You know, like, he's in the Hall of Fame. Why do you care who else gets in?
I didn't hear about the whole Bruce and Tony Boselli, but I will say this. We as performers and players in any league, like, we know who the real ones are. Because we played against them, we compete against them, and we know who the real players are. And my estimation, Tony Boselli is arguably second best left tackle to play the game behind Jackie Slater. I really believe that.
Mm. But that's what's so weird is that Bruce Smith just demolished his career like he was a scrub.
Tony Boselli is not a scrub. I remember one game when Tony Boselli and the Jacksonville Jaguars were playing against the Tennessee Titans. And 99, and Tony Boselli, he had a separated shoulder, and he basically blocked Javon Kurse, who was an all first team All Pro with one arm. And I sat there and I watched it. He's Hall of Fame worthy. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Why Bruce would jump out and say that, I have no idea, because I don't think that they had the opportunity to play against each other. But I do believe that Tony Boselli is arguably the best left tackle of all time. My number one left tackle is Jackie Slater.
All right.
That's our man, Plaxico Burr, is dropping knowledge.
Man, no basketball tonight, man.
No.
We don't have time.
Who was your pick? I don't remember. Was it Warriors or Celtics?
That's why he wanted.
Golden State is six.
All right.
Go back
okay,
and play
that's
the tape,
why
Chris.
You want to talk.
That's why I want to talk.
I can play the tape.
All right, let's go to the radio
All right.
tape. All right.
That's cool. We'll get it. We'll talk about it next week after
week.
It's over.
Yep.
All right.
After
All
Boston
right,
comes back, okay? All right.
Yeah.
That's our man, Plaxico Burr. Check him out every Saturday here on Fox Sports Radio on Up on Game. All right. Kyler Murray might not deserve the big payday yet, but there's a good reason for giving it to him. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. And if you are a value customer, you need to get with one of our sponsors. It's Discover, because they believe that you deserve simple gestures of appreciation when you have a credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It is time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Rob Parker will be in a moment with his picks for tonight. Rob, Shekel City is ready. What you got?
All right. Shekel City, of course. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. But, Chris, let's start here. All baseball games, no basketball. I do have the Nationals beating the Braves. The Braves have won 13 in a row. This is going to be the night. I don't care. I got the money line, Nationals money line. Also, Yankees with the money line over the Rays. They currently lead 1-0. And the Blue Jays with the money line over the Orioles. So I have all money lines on my parlay. Nationals, Yankees, Blue Jays. And, of course, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. But remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. There you have it. Shekel City's picks for the night. Run the opposite way. No. All right. We talked about this Kyler Murray situation. He wants his big deal now after 3 years in the league. And you and I have both agreed for the past, you know, month or so, however long it's been now, what, 2 months maybe, since he came out and said he wanted a new deal. We were against it. But the more I think about it, I still have, you know, Kyler has not been Patrick Mahomes by any stretch of the imagination, or Joe Burrow, right? So I got some questions. I'm not sure he's going to be a superstar quarterback, but he has made a couple Pro Bowls. He has led them to the playoffs. They have improved every year under him. He was horrible in that playoff game, but horrible. Hey, he's a young guy. Horrible. He was bad. He was bad. And here's the clincher. If the Cardinals go ahead and pay him now, Rob, which we both think, yeah, it's premature. But if they wait and pay him next summer, it's just going to be that much more. So if you feel like, okay, look, he's not perfect, but he's our quarterback and we can win with him, then you might as well pay him. And he's probably going to be there. Like if he ended up not being their quarterback going forward, don't you think that hurts? You're kind of starting all over.
Yeah, and we've already seen this. We saw it in Dallas. I kept saying, what are the Cowboys doing? And that's why I didn't think they believed in them, because, Chris, it only costs you more. It wound up costing them a ton of money to wait. Didn't Dak Prescott make like $70 million, you know, with the bonus?
$75 million
right,
last
on
year.
1 year because of them waiting, and then he got a big signing bonus. And then his contract, it was like he made $75 million. It was just like ridiculous.
When the talk began, the question is, would you give him like $27 million or $28 million? Right. Right. He ended up getting $40 million.
Because they waited.
You're right. And he's not great. I think he's good. Well, I think you can win with him. That remains to be seen. Can you win the ultimate prize with him?
We don't know.
He's still good enough where it's like, you know what? We'll go with this guy, and we don't have to be looking for a quarterback every year, right? And I think that's probably where Arizona will be at with Kyler Murray. So it's like, you know what? Let's pay him. You're right, Rob. They should be looking at that Dak Prescott situation and saying, you know what?
Let's not do this, right?
Because, I mean, look, if you pay him, I don't know. I mean, I think he'll be their quarterback, but I guess you can always trade a guy.
Always move on. I mean, if it's really bad, but it's only going to cost you more money. So I'm with you.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We got 2 hours left, so you know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.